So here we go. First year on Masechet Pesachim, the 10th parak of Pesachim. This is maybe the most learned parak be in, but it pretty much goes chronologically through the holiday of Pesach. The first parak of Pesachim is all about how you do Badika, so it's really Erev Pesach, but already by the 10th parak, we're talking about the Seder itself. Okay? Anybody want to read the Mishnah? Volunteer.
I'm really...
Go for it, Dina.
Okay. Erev Pesachim... Samuch lemincha lo yachol adam ad she tachshech.
Beautiful. Yeah, do you want to translate?
So, Erev Pesach, they would offer the mincha. No, before mincha?
Close to mincha.
Nobody could eat until it was something.
Dark. Until it was dark. Good. Okay. Want to keep going?
Afilu... Ani she b'Yisrael lo yachol ad sheyisav.
Okay.
Except for poor people in Israel.
Even a poor person.
Oh, even a poor person in Israel. Nobody would eat until...
So that's a tough word. Yisav means to lean, right? People hear lean when they... So yisav means to lean. You have to eat while you're eating. Yeah. Okay.
Velo yivchoto lo me'arva kosot. Shall yayin vafilu. Yes, thank you. Min hatmuch.
Tamchoy.
Tamchoy.
Okay.
And they wouldn't open.
Not yiftach, yivcha. You shouldn't have less than.
Yeah. You shouldn't have less than four cups of wine. And even. From Tamchoy, which I don't know.
A soup kitchen, good. Like, even if you have to go to a soup kitchen to get your four cups of wine, you cannot have less than four cups of wine to fulfill your obligation. So, again, before we can get into, like, the real Ian, we really just need the background of the Mishnah of the Gemara. So I'll pose this question out there. How many parts are there to the Mishnah? Yeah, three. Yeah, what are three parts?
The first one's, like, you can't eat from Samach Lamencha until darkness.
Okay.
An ani can't eat until you lean. And you should have less than four kosot of yayin.
Okay, so the three halachot that we learn are samach lemincha, right? You can't eat. Once it's close to mincha, you can't eat. Number two, you have to lean while you're eating. And number three is dalet kosot, right? Anyone understand the Mishnah differently than those three parts? Those three halachot?
I might say that it's maybe a sub of that you have to go to a soup kitchen to eat the four. Because, like, sometimes you might say, like, oh, well, you should, but if you can't do it, or you shouldn't embarrass yourself.
Right, but the third section is about that.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think you could say that, like, the first part is just, like, shouldn't eat before it's dark, and then it talks about poor people. And then, like, they're still part of it. Because the second and third one are both, right, feel like you should be so, and then feel like you're not talking about it.
Great, so you're saying if there's one exception to the three... It would be this one, right? That one sticks out because, is there any other reason why it sticks out?
It's not good. Not eating as opposed to, like, before eating.
Okay, I'll say, it's the only one that's talking about before Pesach, right? It's the only one that relates to before Pesach. I said that we're going chronologically. We're already in the Seder, right? This point of the Masechta, we're already in the Seder, but nonetheless, the first part is still dealing about before Pesach. Yeah, tell. Afilu, right? It's only without an exception, right? The first one is just, here's the halacha. The second two is, here's two halacha, and even that halacha applies to. Good. Any other points? Did anyone read the Mishnah totally differently than Dina? Break it up differently? I'm going to read it. Ready? Erev Pesachim samach lemincha, an Erev Pesach close to mincha, lo yocha adam ad shetachshach. A person should not eat until it gets dark, afilu ani shev Yisrael, even a poor person. Lo yochel ad sheyesev. You also should not eat until you lean. Did anyone read it that way?
No.
Did anyone see that reading?
I want to say that in my defense, there's some punctuation in here.
Okay, fine.
I was
possibly
being
incorrect punctuation.
Led that way.
Printed punctuation.
All right, so I'm gonna explain what I just did. The caveat of afilu ani shev Yisrael, even a poor person, that could be going on the first halacha or the second halacha. That could be going on samach lemincha, and that could be going on leaning. Now, why did you naturally read it? And I think everyone here probably also read it as part of haseba, as part of leaning. Yeah, Marina.
Because you're expecting to have a subject. In the first part, you have Adam,
And in the second part, like, lo yokal ad sheyasi wouldn't have a subject. It would just have, like, an implied subject.
Isn't but the implied subject for any halacha just the Jewish people?
If you attach the afilu on each of Israel to it, then you have an explicit subject.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Yeah, Daniel.
I was a little biased because of the shonim, but they both, both the Rashi and the Rashbam, like just their dibur matzil was afilu ani shavisar le'ufal, afilu ani shavisar le'ufal.
Okay, so you're saying they all read it the same way. They all read it as going on the second halacha. Yeah, Joey.
It gets grouped with the third one, right? Is even it's even a poor person has to lean and has to drink at least four cups of wine because they're really expressing the same idea.
Saying it makes more sense to go regular poor than poor regular poor.
Yeah, well, it's also just because the two, I think they're expressing the same idea in different ways, which is, do you want me to keep going or save it for later?
I got you saying. Okay, yeah, okay. Good, yeah.
I also, I'm not sure why you would have, like, the hava mina that a poor person would eat before.
Good.
Like poor people are people too. So, like, I'm not sure why you'd have to specifically say, like...
So why would you think a poor person could be an exception to that? You can't eat until it gets dark.
Because they might not have had a meal for who knows how long.
Great. Maybe they haven't had a meal for a while. Even that poor person, cannot eat until it gets dark.
That's conceptually why
that would fit with the first one. The second one, I think, is a little, like, smoother why it conceptually fits. What's the hava mina? Why would you think a poor person does not have to lean? What's what?
It'd be hard for them to lean.
Maybe they're physically. Okay, yeah.
Rich people lean.
Okay, rich people.
That's like the whole reason we lean.
The whole reason we lean is an expression of, like, our freedom. And rich people, right, that's what you mean is to be free. You're not, like, subservient to anything. So for a poor person, it's contradictory. For that person, it doesn't really make sense at all to lean. Right? Yeah, Rena.
I don't think that's true, though. Like, I think it's if you're free versus if you're enslaved. And I think there's a difference between being poor and being enslaved.
So, okay.
Yeah, you're not, like, yes, you're in a, you know, lower economic position than other people, but, like, rich people also have their struggles, like, poor people have, you know, I don't think you can really equate that with being enslaved.
Right, meaning in the context of Egypt, it was not about money.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so according to you, it makes sense to have it by here, the first one even.
Hmm?
Like, intuitively, it could fit with the first one just as well.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So I will share that this is a machloket, which one it goes by. It's not like clear cut. If you look at Rashi and the Rashbam, by the way, it's not common to have the Rashbam on the daf of Gemara. Usually it's just Rashi, Tosfot, Rashi on the inside, Rashbam on Tosfot on the outside. Anyone know the relationship between Rashbam and Rashi? Okay, so yeah, the Rashi is the Rashbam's grandfather, okay? So you should all write commentaries on your grandfathers. Perushim. So Rashi and Rashbam, they all say in the on that line.
Where's Rashbam?
1 second. Right. It was as I forgot who said it, right? Afilu ani shev Yisrael. They all say that's where you put ad sheyesef, right? Afilu ani shev Yisrael, lo yochal. Right, if you look at the Rashbam, which is the bottom left one, the first fat line, afilu ani shev Yisrael, lo yochal, ad sheyesef. So right, talking about even a poor person, ad sheyesef. And that's like the pasha pshat reading. But if you look at Tosfot, I did not put this on the source sheet. Va'afilu. Everyone see Tosfot va'afilu? Okay. Anyone want to read it? On the spot, Tosfot? Joey, go for it.
You might think that Ani's leaning doesn't count. The Indo Malase, because he doesn't have anything to lean on, because they're leaning on, they're reclining on beds or couches, and he doesn't have any of those.
Right.
The Inza Derecheros, that's not actually, like, that doesn't express freedom if he's just kind of awkwardly leaning on a chair. Some people explain that it's talking about the first phrase, Achetashach Vafilo Ani Shevi Yisrael. On the first phrase, where even a poor person can't eat once it gets dark, or until it gets dark.
Right. Afilu, and this
here,
is the
Afilu ani shelo achal kama yamim lo yochal achetashach.
Right.
Even so, it hasn't eaten for many days.
So Rafi said, right? You would think so. There's a havamina for both of them, right? The havamina for haseba for leaning is that a poor person is not able to express cheru. Kamash malan, he also needs to express cheru. Havamina means what I thought, the thinking I thought I would have. Kamash malan is the conclusion thinking. So I would have thought a poor person doesn't need to lean. Kamash malan, he does need to lean. But the other side also has it. I would have thought someone who has not eaten in many days also doesn't need to lean. I mean, also is allowed to start eating right away. Kamash Malan, he's not. allowed to start eating until it's dark, okay? So that's really the first machloka that comes up in the Mishnah, even just regards to how you read the Mishnah. Yeah, Josh.
I would have said that there's like a chiyuv on the Lo Seder to do something, like to eat their acheres, and that specifically for the ani, then haseva would apply, but a regular person wouldn't have to do a seva. So like the opposite.
It's like the opposite. Like, we naturally feel acheres.
Yeah, and the ani who doesn't, he's forced to now through
a seva. We have to make him, so it makes even more sense. Specifically, it should be the opposite. We should be the accepter. Right, interesting point, yeah. That's interesting. Okay, fine. Before we get into the next stage, I just want to like mark down something else I'd like to do. It's just general questions we have on the Mishnah. So anyone have any other questions on the Mishnah that really stood out to them? Yeah, Matan.
Why are they...
Like, and we'll try to address as many as we can. Here, we'll do the other side for questions on the Mishnah. There we go. Boom.
Yeah. Why is it using these two different like things? Like one is Adjach Tachshof and one is Adjach Yasev. Like, those are different times, yeah?
No, Adjach Yasev means until you're leaning. It's not a time. You have, it's an action. You cannot eat.
So you, but you could just, like, the ani could just eat if he's leaning before it's dark?
No, no. They're two separate halachot, right? One of them is you can't eat until it's dark. And the other one is you can't eat if you're not leaning.
Okay.
So you need both. You need leaning and dark. Mm. Yeah.
Why did he need to qualify the last statement with Pilumina Tomkoy?
Okay.
Just tell us you can't have less than four cups, Stom.
Okay, so why does he need to say that? Isn't that obvious? I don't know. Like, normally we have exceptions. Like, if you would have to, you know, like, exceptions to halacha, if it would be a hefsed gadol, if it would be a this or that, if it would be tsar bali chayim, like, there's exceptions to halacha. We're kind of saying here there's no exceptions, even if you have to do this. Maybe you would have thought if you had to embarrass yourself and walk into a soup kitchen, well, then you would be exempt from dalat kosa. It's teaching you know that's not the case. Yeah, anyone else? Moshe, yeah.
So, if there's a bunch of different onion in the same area, and they're putting from the top point, would it be better for, like, because it says you shouldn't have less than four kosos even from the tamkoi, but if they didn't have enough for everyone to have four kosos in the tamkoi, would it be better for, like, some people to get four and some people to get, like, one or two? Or
good question, good question.
Like, everyone to get two.
Good question. Okay, we'll see that. That's a good question. It's addressed, yeah. Yeah.
What's the exact time of Samach Lamincha?
Good, good. What is Samach Lamincha? I love that. Good. People here have learned. Do we have any Gabbais or Gabbais here? Previous, current? You sent out the Zmanim. You sent out the Zmanim Erev Shabbos, right? It's pretty precise, right? This is Mincha, this is Shkia, candle lighting, everything's precise. Seldom do you see anywhere in Halacha the term Samach, right? You have to stop Samach to this, right? Oh, Shabbos starts like roundabout around, I don't know, 5:40, give or take. What is Samach Lamincha? What kind of Zman is Samach? That's a great question. Good. Any other questions on the Mishnah? Yeah, Rafi.
Yeah, just going back a second, like, I guess it's more conceptual, but like, is the Havamina about the tamkoi that you'd be embarrassed, or is it that you're using too much wine for the tamkoi because all the poor people need to have four cups, and now there's not going to be any wine in the tamkoi? And like,
so what should you do? Someone has to take it.
Meaning, like, you're dipping into the public good. Like,
so you're saying,
what's the Havamina, right? Is it that you're embarrassed, or is it that you might not have enough?
Okay, so what you're saying, is it practical, or is it, like, personal?
Right.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Good. Okay, tamkoi. What's the nature of taking from the tamkoi? Good. Yeah. Okay. Anyone else? Any other questions? Yeah, Tom.
Something that Tico and I were talking about is like, mamash, what's the difference between ani and mina tamkoi? And like, can you apply the two halachot to each other? Like, is the Mishnah using them as interchangeable synonyms?
Is that the same ani?
Yeah.
Good question. Yeah, great. Are there different categories of ani? Meaning, what if I'm an ani who can't afford arbakoso? Like, is that the same thing?
Or if you're an ani who can't afford arbakoso, but, like, should the mina tamkoi wait to eat until, like, not eat until he's yasav?
Okay,
like,
gotcha.
They apply to each other.
Yeah, good. Yeah, Josh.
Does tamkoi apply to other of the foods you need to eat at the Seder night?
Why only yayin, right?
Yeah.
Matzah, is that true also?
Yeah, it's a deraita, even.
Okay, there's other deraitas by Pesach.
But arbakoso isn't a deraita.
Oh, you're saying having four is not a deraita. Okay, good. Yeah.
If you read the Mishnah the second way, then are you saying that you need to lean when you have these arbakoso? Or like, are those two connected? And then like, lo yachal.
Good. It says lo yochal ad sheyesev. You're asking about the word yochal.
Yochal ad sheyesev, and then it adds velo yipchatu lo me arbakoso. And he shouldn't have less than four cups. Like, should he have not less than four cups when he's leaning? Or like, is that just different?
Right. Does haseva only apply to leaning? I mean, does leaning only apply to eating? Does it include the next halacha?
Yeah.
Right. Which there's like a million questions we can ask on this. How about this? Ready? You can ask a question from the word in the Mishnah. How about this question? What do these three things have to do with each other? Why are they in the same Mishnah? Right?
Is there any chance you could turn it like a little?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's good. Yeah.
That's good. Is that good for everyone? We'll figure this out. Why are these three things in the same Mishnah? You could group any. These are three random halachot.
Yeah, any chance you could turn it?
Yeah. Like here.
I think the last two are. Oh, sorry.
We'll get on a rotating swivel. Yeah.
I think the last two are definitely clearly related, right? Because it's saying you should have avokosot and then you have to.
Okay.
But the first one's a little. Like,
okay, yeah. Less. Anyone else? Any? Yeah.
On a more conceptual level, it's almost like a process of gula. Like it's lo yachal, like the hunger going into Pesach, and then you get haseva and you're like starting to like. Eat and relax, and you get
okay, good, beautiful, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
I'd say the three that were most answering the question of like when, how, and what, of like how, like to frame the night of Pesach.
Okay, we're like kind of like the skeleton of the night of Pesach, and we're like framing it in different. Okay, fine, good. Okay, let's get a couple more questions, and then we'll start to answer some of them. How about this? Here's like a very that was like a very broad question. How about a very technical question? Anything about first of all, what's the name of this parak?
Yeah.
What does Arve Pesach mean? What would you call it?
Arabs. Pesach
Eves.
Pesach Eves. What would you call it in Hebrew? What do you call it in Hebrew? Hey, tonight is? Arab Pesach. What is Arve Pesachim? What?
Typo.
It's a typo? Well, I'll further the question. What's the first two words of the Mishnah?
Arab
Pesachim. Right? Okay, what's the first two words of Rashi? What's the first two words of the Rashbam? What's the first two words of Tosfot? All right. What's the name of this parak? What do you make? What do you make of this? What is all this confusion about the first two words? Yeah, they know.
There's a problem with the Mishnah's lamish because Arav singing and Psachim is plural. So I guess some of them are solving it Arve Psachim. And the other ones are.
All right. So you're pointing out though the grammatical issue. You can't have a singular and then a plural. You can
That's
have Erev Psachim.
Yeah, why not? The night of many Karam. It's like Psachim is a Karam Pesach. You can bring both. I'm bringing
okay.
Karam
Pesach. So that's the grammatical.
The night of all the Psachim.
You wouldn't say Erev Shabbatot. Tonight is Erev Shabbatot. The night of many Shabbats.
No, but it's different because Pesach refers to the Korban, and we as Jews many centuries later called the Chag Pesach.
Okay.
The Torah says Chag Pesach, it says Chag Aviv, it never says just Pesach.
Okay, fine. Okay, anyone else? Yeah.
So this is like not grammatical at all, but back then everything was handwritten, and I'm
you think
sure,
it's a typo?
Yeah, it could be.
Could be, okay. Anyone else? Yeah.
1 day versus 2 days?
2 days of Pesach,
yeah.
Right? You have 2 days of Pesach. Okay, good. How many Pesachs are there? Okay, there's also two Pesachs. There's Pesach Rishon. So,
but in the Mishnah, there's only one.
Right, it's only talking about, are you sure? Okay, that's a good question. All right, so I want to answer a couple of these tonight. We're not going to get to all of them. But the one I want to answer first, I put that on the wrong side. Yeah, put that on the wrong side. All right, let's start with the question of Samach. So what is Samach? Anybody want to read Rashi on Samach? If anyone can find it. By the way, there were some requests to make a Sepharia source sheet. I personally see some value in people like finding the Makoro. If anybody really needs help finding it, I'll help you find it. But I think it's like valuable to learn how to navigate both the Beit Midrash as well as like a Daf of Gemara. But Rashi Samach. Anyone want to read it? Any volunteers?
The first one?
Yeah, that first one.
Arab Sakim Smach Mincha. Kodim Minchamat. Just a little bit before Mincha.
A little bit before Mincha, right? Just a bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay, and do you want to also read the next one?
Sure. Lo yachel kedei she yachel matzah shel mitzvah l'teavon mishum hidur mitzvah. So you know, in order that he will eat the matzah of the mitzvah, you know, hungry, and you know, because of hidur mitzvah.
Nobody asked that question, but like, why? Why can't you eat until it gets dark? And so Rashi's answering: you can't eat because you have to eat matzah with an appetite. And if you're eating up until, right until Pesach, you're not going to have an appetite for matzah. Therefore, you have to stop eating, and he said, Samach l'mincha ma'at, a little bit before mincha. Anybody want to read the Rashbam? Yeah, yeah, Elijah, question?
That just begs the question, like, what happens if you eat Samo Pimenta and you still have an appetite? I mean, there's a lot of growing teenagers and people.
Why did you just say you?
Yeah, clarify your question.
I'm not saying myself.
Clarify your question. Like, what is that question? What are you really asking?
Like, why is, like, I don't know, I feel like the appetite thing is, like, just not...
Yeah, what is it?
Like, some people will be hungry after eating, but good, everybody yeah. will be hungry after
I think, like, the conceptual formulation of your question is, it's too subjective.
Yeah.
What does it mean you have to have an appetite? For some people, having an appetite could be 5 hours, could be 6 hours, could be 3 hours. And what maybe, if that's the question, why does that fit well with our initial question about Samach? Yeah.
It's not exact. It's from people at different levels.
Maybe that's why it's not exact. Right, you can't give an exact time for something that differs from person to person. You have to know yourself. And so for you, samuch might be 10 minutes. For you, it might be 4 hours. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to give you an exact time.
But I think that samuch is such like a... Like, it doesn't make it as subjective. Because samuch, like, you can't say 2 hours at, like, you know, like, 35 minutes before Vinkla is, like, that samuch compared to, like, 2 minutes before, compared to, like, 2 hours before. Like, I don't know. Like, what do you can...
I don't know.
It's still very broad.
Yeah, no.
Why say, like, lo yachol and not just, like, don't eat until you're full? So you can still have...
Leave know, a little room?
Yeah.
Oh, once you start eating, you're not going to... But no, you can't even eat at all.
Yeah, no.
It's a good question. Like, more, what?
I can just eat a little bit, I'm saying.
Well, maybe we don't trust you. Probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Josh.
Josh, okay. Hi. Yeah.
My question is, like, why does it matter that you have to eat? Like what? Why does it matter that you have to eat matzah when you're full? Like,
great question. Why can't you be full and eat matzah? It's classic, like, you go to shul, and your mom says, don't eat at the kiddush, I made so much lunch. Like, mom, I'm going to eat at the kiddush, and I'm going to eat lunch. Like, I'm going to be hungry for both. You don't need to tell me not to eat at the kiddush. Why can't you just eat matzah, not totally starving?
But also, like, because, I mean, I could be wrong, but, like, we have a lot of commandments to eat things, and I don't recall any other ones that have, like, a...
Good.
You have to make sure that you're hungry to eat this. Just, like,
that's a great point. Why is matzah an exception? Right, there's other mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of mar. Why matzah specifically? Do you have to be hungry for it? Great question. Fantastic. Yeah.
I don't know. I might be just like making this up.
Yeah.
But could you also read the Mishnah, like erev Pesachim samuch lemincha? Erev Pesachim is like that time happens when it's samuch lemincha.
Interesting. I've never. If you could find someone who reads that Mishnah that way, I'd love to see it. I've never heard that personally. All right. Anyone want to read the Rashbam? Go for Arena. First two Rashbams. Okay. So what's he saying? Yeah.
It's Mincha Ketana. It's like a little bit close to Mincha.
Mincha Ketana is a time for Mincha. That's like 2.5 halachic hours before sunset. That's Mincha Ketana. Yeah.
And it's like half an hour in the beginning of like the 10th hour.
Like half an hour?
It is half an hour.
Exactly half an hour, yeah.
Beginning of the 10th hour.
Okay, good. Now go to the next Rashi. We'll skip like the where he learns it out from. But yeah, what's the next one saying?
Lo yochal adam kulei, kidei sheyochal matzah shel mitzvah l'teavon. So he's saying the same Rashi, that so that you can eat matzah as like a mitzvah and like enjoy it, you should eat or mitzvah.
Okay, so what we've built here is a machloket. What's the machloket?
It's exact or subjective.
Good. Okay. We'll start a step back. Is it exact or not exact, right? What does Rashi say? I'll turn the thing in a minute.
It's subjective.
Yeah. Doesn't he also say
Rashi says, how much?
Ma'at.
A little bit. Versus the Rashbam who says...
Exactly.
Look, the Rashbam start by saying ma'at.
But then he gives you an exact time. He says, chatzi sha'at.
Why does he say ma'at?
Right? Everyone see that machloket? Okay?
Yes. But I was so confused why Rashi even bothered to say this. Like... How is it different than the Mishnah?
Everyone sees that machlokas?
Is Mincha Ketana the same time as the 10 and a half hours?
Is Mincha Ketana...
It's
9 and a half.
It's
9 and a half hours. So Rashi doesn't say what Mincha is talking about, but seemingly he's talking about the same Mincha. He didn't feel necessary to state it. Okay, so the next question, and this is really the first methodology, it's not good enough to just have a machloket, but we want to understand their machloket. We want to understand what's behind their machloket. So that is something that we'll conceptualize, but I'll ask everyone, what are they arguing about? What is behind their machloket? What are they fundamentally discussing? How do they understand this concept of samach lemincha differently? Yeah, Matan.
One's understanding it as like, you know, this is a technical thing that we need to like, you know, observe for the sake of, because it's a mitzvah, and the other's understanding it as like, oh, we need to observe it for the reason of the mitzvah, which is to eat matzah when you're hungry.
What's the difference in those two things?
That if it's about eating matzah when you're hungry, then, you know, it could be like ma'at, like, you know.
I'm going to challenge you, okay?
Okay.
They both say you have to eat matzah when you're hungry. That's both. The next Rashi, they're word for word exactly the same. The whole point is to eat matzah when you're hungry because of hiddur mitzvah. Yeah.
Maybe Rashi believes, like Elijah was saying, that you have to do it differently for different appetites, and Rashbam is like, no, everybody will be hungry after this amount of time.
Right. Everyone, is that what he's saying? Everyone will be hungry after this amount of time? He knows that?
Or he should. They should.
Half an hour? Anyone else?
Maybe not trust people.
Emotion.
He's just arguing over whether it's like some of his subjective term or just like it's objectively a half hour before. Whereas Rashi's like, yeah, you know.
It's interesting. You're saying it's a machloka. It's not even machloket, just samuch means that, and one of them is defining it and one of them is not.
Or just like, there is machloket. The machloket is just like how exactly we define samuch, like whether samuch is inherently a half hour or if it's...
Well, that's what they're arguing about. That's the clear cut machloket. One of them says samuch is a half hour, and one of them says it's not. Yeah.
I mean, it's not exactly a half hour because they didn't have atomic watches. Like when it says a time for shema, it says a time to walk from a mountain to another mountain.
But samuch could be anything from... A half hour will be... Somewhere within 20 to 40 minutes. Some could be anywhere from 1 hour to 5 hours.
But they don't have to be arguing here. Ma'at and Chatzi Shah can be talking about the same thing, but like 2 minutes or whatever.
Okay, fine. Maybe, yeah. Yeah, Rina.
Could be kind of like how much trust they have in people.
Interesting, yeah, what do you mean?
But like Rashbam's like, okay, like if I just say, it, like if we go the Rashi approach, then like people are just like, oh, like if I now I'll still be hungry for months and they'll be eating until the last second. So he's like, we need a defined time. Whereas Rashi's like, I trust people, they know themselves and they'll pay.
You're saying it's about trust. Yeah. Good. Okay, interesting. Like, do we trust people to determine their own zmanim?
Yeah.
Right? Or are we going to impose a zman on other people?
Yeah.
You can really say, are they giving you a zman or are they leaving it in your hands?
Right.
Right. What are we defining here? Is this a new zman? Or is this just like you have zmanim for everything? Is this a new zman? Or is this just advice, right? Advice for how to do the best mitzvah matzah. Yeah, anyone else? Yeah, Jor.
I think kind of when you're dealing with like the like idea of like freedom and stuff and like going towards freedom, there's sort of like a question, right, of like whether things are subjective because you're going towards freedom, like that whole idea is subjective, like doing what you want to do.
Okay.
You know? And like, I guess that's, I think you see that elsewhere, like with like, does it have to be red wine or like kind of be other things? Mm-hmm. If you're really free, be whatever you want, you know?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. It's an expression of freedom for us not to define samach.
Yeah, well,
but like not so free that you can have like 8 cups of wine or 2 cups of wine. It will give you a little freedom in the Seder.
You can have 8 cups. It just says you can't have less than
Right, you're
four.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you understand.
I think Rashi is just trying to explain the Mishnah. Like, yeah. Rashi is coming along later to give us more normative statements.
Okay, you think like Rashi is being more halachic?
Yeah, and Rashi.
He's like codifying it a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And Rashi is giving you his best interpretation of the Mishnah.
The Mishnah is trying to communicate Samach, and now later on, when we get to Pesach.
Let me throw something out there and see what you guys do with it. Is there any way this Machlokes could depend on how they understand? What's the whole reason of not eating? Not just that you'll be hungry for the matzah. What are you doing? What's hiddur mitzvah? Yeah. You want to beautify the mitzvah. That's the whole point of hiddur mitzvah, right? You want to make it beautiful. Where do we have hiddur mitzvah? What's like the most famous example? The etrog, right? The etrog, you want to buy the nicest. You want to spend an hour with a magnifying glass to find the nicest etrog. That's like the prime example of hiddur mitzvah. Most people don't think about hiddur mitzvah by matzah, right? You don't really, no one's going to their matzah with a magnifying glass. I guess that's not the way you do it, but the way you do it is to make sure you're approaching it with like an appetite. How could that be what's behind the machloket? Anyone? Yeah, Ari.
So I guess, according to that, then Rashi would say that hiddur mitzvah is something that like I need to put in the work to make it, to beautify it myself.
Interesting.
Right, so that all depends on how much work I put in. That's hiddur mitzvah, all right? Whereas Rashbam is saying that hiddur mitzvah, there's a halachic standard to which we can hold hiddur mitzvah.
That's pretty extreme. There's a halachic standard to hiddur mitzvah. Like, how about this? And I'm going to like go build off what you're saying. Like, according to Rashbam, is there any reason, like, instead of a half hour, I'm going to stop eating an hour before? Is that more hiddur?
No.
According to Rashi?
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe that's more hiddur. Maybe, can there be more hiddur? Or is, how about this for what's behind the machlokas? Is hiddur mitzvah, I'll pull it out of you guys. Yeah.
I
won't say it.
I guess this isn't, like, the way people usually think about hiddur mitzvah, but, like, if you think about, like, what they ate, like, they didn't really have so many choices. So like we were either eating chametz or matzah. Like there wasn't like fruit was like a luxury that like
that's true for us also by the way.
No, I know, but like you could like eat an apple, like didn't just like have apples. So like on Erev Pesach,
I guess not.
We feel like there's nothing to eat, but like we have like whatever. Like we somehow come up with something. Like they didn't. So like maybe by stopping to eat, they're just not eating chametz earlier is a way to show that you're more excited for matzah. You're not going to get confused as the closer it like comes to Pesach. You're not
going to
be still thinking about your chametz.
And their matzah.
You're saying it's not even. But I'm going to argue with you if you don't mind. I think what you're saying is it's not about hunger. Or appetite, it's about showing that you value matzah. And this is like a respect to matzah.
I mean, yeah, but it's also like more practical.
I think it's a nice pshat. It's just not what either of them say, but I think it's really interesting.
I know somebody
to say that it's really about like showing that kavod to matzah as opposed to like actually physically having an appetite. Yeah. In a certain way, the half hour thing fits in nicely with that. Because it's not about how long it is. It's not about how hungry you are. It's about just showing that like value, that hiddur. The hiddur is showing it. That's interesting. Yeah.
Are they arguing if it's a chiyuv or just a good thing to do?
Okay, like hiddur?
Yeah.
Yeah, a chiyuv, yeah, explain that. Yeah.
That if it's a chiyuv, then it has like halachic ruling and
okay.
This is what you have to do.
If it's a good thing to do,
then it's just like a little more arbitrary.
I like that.
Then you have to read lo yochal like really weirdly to say like you shouldn't eat, but like there's no...
You could. Okay, that's a great point. That's a great point. They both say hit or mitzvah. He's saying, is that like a chiyuv? You have to do hit or mitzvah?
Well, then it's not hit or mitzvah.
No, think about Hanukkah. Like the way everyone does it is just hit or mitzvah.
Right. It's standardized to do mahadrin. But you are yotze if you do it without mahadrin. You are yotze. You are yotze, but we all do it that way. Because why wouldn't you? But yeah, no, that's an interesting point. The other thing, and then I want to go on to one more thing to explore before we finish up. The other thing is maybe is hiddur mitzvah like a binary thing, or is there a spectrum? If I fulfill hiddur and that's it, or is there like a spectrum of hiddur mitzvah? I can always do more hiddur. Does that make sense? If I can always do more hiddur, maybe I won't give like a set thing for it. But once you do hiddur, you've done hiddur. There's no point in doing more. Then maybe let's just call it a half hour. Do some hiddur and that's enough. Can anyone like argue or prove my point either way? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, go.
I don't think that hiddur mitzvah is quantifiable. Like, if it were quantifiable, then there would be like books on how to like how long you have to like check your extra for it, and it would be like.
Isn't the Rashi from quantifying it?
Yeah, I disagree. I don't think that I disagree with it.
Don't we quantify it by Hanukkah? Hiddur mitzvah. Really, only one person needs one candle for your house. Yeah. We have quantified it by saying, no, every person has to have a candle. And then you build up one night, two, three.
Is that called hiddur mitzvah?
Yeah, absolutely. Mahadran. Yeah.
I think that if it's like kind of subjective, but if you're going around with the thought of like, oh, like, yeah, this etrog is good enough, so I checked the box, then yeah, there's more that you can do. Because clearly you're admitting to yourself that there's more that you could do.
Okay.
If you find the nicest etrog and you're like, wow, this is it. Like, this is the one I'm going to, like, use on Sukkot.
Love at first sight.
Then, like, then maybe there isn't... Maybe, like, for somebody else, there is more. But if you feel so, like, fulfilled with this etrog, then there isn't anything more you can do. So I don't think you can, like... I think it's, like, based on the person. But if you're just trying to check the box, then, like, you're not doing it right.
I agree. I want to close this up. We asked, like, what's behind the machlokes. We gave a lot of options. We talked about... Maybe hiddur is what's behind it. We talked about, I'm going to turn in a sec, objective versus subjective, right? It's like a weird shape for a thing. But we get a lot of options about what could be how they understand the word samuch. Is it literal? Is it not literal? Are they defining as man, or are they just giving you advice so you can do the mitzvah the best way you can? But basically, that's like the first technique, is like not just to have a machlokas, but ask what they're really arguing about. I want to look at one more before we finish up. And that is the other question we asked, which is the question about the first two words in the Mishnah, Erev versus Arve. So through that, in order to understand that like grammar, we have to look at the first Tosfot. Erev Psachim. Anybody want to volunteer to read the first Tosfot, Erev Psachim, someone who has not read yet? I'll help you through it if you want. Anyone? Moshe, If you're looking at me. Go for it, Moshe.
Yeah.
So he, yeah, what does that mean?
So, like, if you had, if the Gerson was Arve Zeta as opposed to Arve Zeta, that would have been good.
That would have been better, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't do that, by the way.
No.
But he says that would make more sense. Plural, plural.
But it would have made more sense.
Yeah, okay.
But it's just not. The Yigarsinan Erev, Hakikamar. So, but if you say that the Yirsa is Erev, this is what it's saying. Erev Shochatin Bo Psochim. So it means that the night that you are shechting a lot of carbon Pesachs.
How many carbon Pesachs are we shechting?
Hundreds.
A lot, right? Every group of people needs to have a carbon Pesach. So it's one night with a lot of carbon Pesachs. That's how we understand Erev Psochim. Okay.
So this is referring both to Erev Pesach Rishon and also Erev Pesach Sheni, because they also check carbon Pesach.
So the Pesachim is not referring to
the day, it's talking to the carbon.
The lot of carbons. It's talking about the holiday of Pesach, but multiple holidays of Pesach.
Yeah.
Erev Pesachim, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Okay. There should be a really striking question if you take that second approach of Tosafot. And we'll see if anyone has picked up on it. Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that be what you'd get from Arve?
Well, you could say
like
multiple nights, you're saying.
In Pesach Sheni, too.
You're saying, if you're saying it's Arve, it has to be Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni.
I mean, okay. If you're gonna be okay with that, then I guess...
I'm looking for a bigger question.
Are you going to say the details?
Sorry, Josh.
Shechting the Korban Pesach... eat it,
and
it says you can't eat it later?
No.
If we're talking about Pesach Sheni, are we talking about later in the Mishnah about fasting for a desire to eat matzah?
What would that imply?
Pesach Rishon. No.
Why not? Why can't that imply Pesach Sheni?
Then we do all of, like, Pesach.
We don't do that on Pesach Sheni.
Maybe you should. What's, like, the fundamental question you're asking? What question does that beg?
Do we do a Seder on Pesach Sheni?
Clarify the question.
Is the Mishnah also referring to Pesach Sheni?
Huge, huge question. If you say Arve is talking about Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, is that just referring to the first halacha or the entire Mishnah? Does everyone see that? Everyone see that question? Right? The Mishnah taught three halachot. It taught us about leaning, it taught us about wine, it taught us about matzah. Is that just referring to matzah? Or is that referring to... I'm sorry, is that just referring to the Karban Pesach? Or is that referring to all the halachot of the Mishnah? Yeah, tell.
Is that actually limited to the halachot in this Mishnah?
Entire
Mesechta? No, it's not. Like, if someone's there, you want Pesach on Pesach Sheni, can they come?
Yes. That's a great question, right? But specifically here, we're talking about, like, our Mishnah. Is it referring to both? But you're right. Like, that's a broad question. That's a halacha question. Right? But yeah, great point. Yeah. Anyone else? What do you think? Is this whole Mishnah referring to Pesach Sheni?
No.
No? People say no? Yeah.
Is it the same chiyuv of matzah on Pesach Sheni?
Is there the same? Anyone know the answer?
No. So why would you have this whole hitter construction?
What?
Why would you have this whole hitter construction in the first place?
Okay, good. What's the... meaning? If you're saying it's referring to not eating... It's
For the matzah.
That's why I would think that's the question. Like, that's why I would think it does apply to everything. At least the first halacha of the Mishnah. Yeah. Anyone else? Yeah. Don't you use the matzah in place?
Yeah,
well, the whole... The ideal form was that you ate the matzah with the Korban Pesach. That's what Korech was.
Talking about, like, having an appetite for the matzah...
I think they're separate mitzvot. They are separate mitzvot, Pesach and matzah. Matzah is a mitzvah, Doraita, and so is the Karban Pesach. They're not the same. Right? Like, they were separate mitzvot then, right?
She's saying they didn't have the Karban Pesach then.
In time is the Mishnah.
Yeah.
But it's not that you eat matzah, you fulfill the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. All right, so let's look at the... Did people get the Me'iri? Is the Me'iri around here somewhere?
Yeah.
Can we pass it around? Everyone have a copy? I don't have one. If you want to pass me one, also.
Is there one there?
Oh, great. Okay, fine. Thanks. All right. So he asked this question, and I want to conclude in a minute. But he asked this question. I'll read it. He says, "Arve Psachim, I'm in the bottom... where it says Sadi Tet Amud Bet." People see that?
Yeah.
Arvei Psachim Samuch HaMincha, Zesh Jehu Tofes Lashon Arvei, it says Lashon Arvei, Mipnei Shezeh HaPerek HaMikomo B'Sof Pesach Sheni. Right? Because this is really HaPerek HaMikomo, again, we're chronological, we're really up to Pesach Sheni. I'm going to skip to the next paragraph, V'Amnam. V'Amnam Amru Arvei Psachim Romis Al Shnei HaPsachim. This is actually a hint to the two Psachim. Rotsa Lomar, Pesach Rishon U Pesach Sheni. It's referring to Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Al Shem Shezeh Haya Munach B'Sof HaKol Kamo Shebiarnu. The Alpha Pisha Pesach Sheni. And even though when someone's eating Pesach Sheni, Matzah V'Chametz Imo B'Bayi. What does that mean? You have both matzah and meaning it's not Pesach. You have both matzah and chametz in your house. It's Imo B'Bayi. Mikol Makom Mitzvato Sheyochal Matzah B'Teavon. And nonetheless, even though you literally have your Oreo crackers next to your matzah, you still have a mitzvah to eat matzah b'teavon. Okay? That's what the Miri is telling us. He's telling us really refers to both, and at least the first halacha of the Mishnah, they have to eat matzah with an appetite, also applies to Pesach Sheni. Yeah?
Where did he get that from?
I think he gets it from the reading of Arve.
Does he mean mitzvah, like, biblically, or just more generally?
I think he means you have a mitzvah. Okay, what do you think? What more generally? What does that mean, mitzvah generally?
Like Dirbanan.
Okay, fine. Yeah, okay. I don't know. He doesn't normally, when someone refers to it as mitzvah, they mean Doraita. Mitzvah Doraita. So how can you understand the Mi'iri? We don't really have a machloket here. I guess the machloket would be, is the Mishnah referring to just Pesach Rishon or Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Right? If you read the Mishnah Erev, all the people at the Girsa Erev, whether that, like Rashi says Erev, or Tosfos says Erev, Meiri says Arve, right? Is it just referring to Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni? What is behind that machloket? And this will be the last one we do, but I want to get to it. So I'll write it down. Here we have. All right, Meiri. And we have Rashi / Tosfos. Right? And he says, 1 and 2, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. He says the Mishnah is only talking about Pesach Rishon. What's behind their machloka? Yeah.
It's possible that it is Pesach Sheni, like, to fix the first Pesach because you missed it? Like, to fix a problem that already happened and replacing it? Or is it that, like, this is just, like, something else to do instead?
So close. Close, really. Someone give me a little more. Yeah, Rafi.
Maybe it just depends on which gears that they have.
But what's behind that machlokas? They have the girsa. They have the girsa because they hold it a certain way. How about that? Whoa. No, really. They both decided.
One person had one thing, one person had the other.
Rashi wrote Erev Psachim. Meir wrote Arve Psachim. I'm suggesting they didn't write that because they think the Gemara said it differently. They're imposing what they think the Gemara means.
No, but you don't just change the Gemara. You don't just change the word because you think that it should have said something else.
Then it's so split. Half of them say it this way, half of them...
But
if you want, you could just say it's a Girsa issue. They got different versions of the Gemara and they just... You could say that.
Meaning it's boring.
It's a little more boring.
It's boring, but yeah. It seems like...
But maybe, you know, it could be that's it. But I think even the way the Meir is writing it, and no one else writes it that way... Rashi doesn't mention Pesach Sheni, right? It seems if it's talking about Pesach Sheni, that's a pretty fundamental point. But Rashman, they don't mention it. But Tosfos and Meiri, they both mention it.
So you're suggesting that he had both Girsa, and then he chose which one to write? Or are you suggesting that the reason he had that Girsa is because, you know, in his school of thought, whatever, they had that Girsa because of the conceptual difference?
I think it's a conceptual difference, and that's what's influencing the Girsa. I think that. And you know what? Yeah, where
are you? I kind of disagree.
Yeah.
With
who?
Mishnah says,
with me.
Sachim, and then the Gemara says, Arve Sachim,
yeah.
And Arve Shabbatot, and Yamim Tokim.
Okay.
And everything is plural.
Okay.
So there's, like, not necessarily two Girso. There's two different references to Arif Pesach in different ways. Like, the Gemara refers to a part of the Mishnah that doesn't exist.
I'll say this. In the Rishonim, there are definitely two different Girso.
Right, but... Well,
so that's why I think it's a machloket Rishonim.
Like, are they arguing about the gears of the Mishnah, or are they arguing about the fact that the Gemara pluralizes something that is singular in the Mishnah?
They comment on the Gemara, but right now they're commenting on the Mishnah. So I'm taking it just as the Mishnah. Meaning, when they comment, I'm taking the word they're commenting on. I'm saying it's a commentary on that.
Right.
I'm not saying if they quote a different Gemara, like Tosafot later quotes the Gemara, then he's taking that into account. But if they're just writing the Mishnah, then it's a commentary. Again, every translation is a commentary. They're just writing what they're both saying this is what the Mishnah says.
Right, but they never clarify what their questions are. That's why it's interesting to read what they
But this time they do. The Meiri does. The Meiri clarifies his question. The Meiri says, Yishkar sin an Arve, Yishkar sin an Erev. This is why I think it's Arve. He clarifies it. If I speculated this and no one said anything about Pesach Sheni, it'd be a huge Kiddush.
No. I don't think... I just disagree with whether there's an actual textual difference in the Mishnah or the fact that the Mishnah and the Gemara don't agree, because the Mishnah and the Gemara don't agree.
I don't think you could have a machlokas in a Mishnah and a Gemara. I think the Rishonim understand the Mishnah differently. The Gemara doesn't argue with the Mishnah.
But the Gemara also quotes a part of the Mishnah that doesn't exist.
Great. Okay, that's a very good question. Maybe it understands it. Maybe it has a different gears of the Mishnah. Okay. And that's why I'm saying there's different gears out of the Mishnah. Okay. And I think which gears you decide to go like is because you see Pesach Sheni differently.
Right.
As it fits in.
But there's precedent for both of them.
Probably.
In our sources in front of us.
We can look at different versions of the Mishnah and see
that's
if...
That's his question. So why does the Meiri choose... Meaning, clearly there's both gears out, right? Even what you're saying. Even if you're saying that the Gemara changed the first word of the Mishnah, mm-hmm. Now we have the Mishnah saying one thing, the Gemara saying something else, and now it's like the Rishonim are like, okay, well, which one is it, and what does it mean? What are its implications? And I think I agree with you. They
could have chosen either one. It would have been A+. You could choose either one, but I think they chose the one they chose because they understand it a little bit differently.
Isn't the point that you can choose either one? Doesn't that mean that it doesn't matter which one you choose? There shouldn't be a difference.
No, I think they were more intentional than that, though. I think they were intentional with, I choose this one because I think it means this. I understand it this way. You could say they just picked out of a hat, but I prefer not to see it that way. And some of them explicitly say why they chose the Gersa they chose.
Russian Tosfot is one thing and the Meiri is another?
They're already showing him.
No. Did Rashi and Tosfot agree with each other?
Rashi and Tosfot both say Erev. The Rashbam says Arve.
He
says it makes more sense if it said Arve. Nicha.
But he says
there's
two gears, but I'm telling you which one's right, even though I think it should be the other one.
So,
well, the fact that he says it would make more sense seems to imply that he doesn't know there's another gear stack. Yeah. Because otherwise
maybe.
He would just
That's a good
say,
point. That's a good point.
Like,
yeah.
It should be like that, but he doesn't know.
Right. Meaning, you're right. He says it would make more sense to be Arve, nonetheless, he writes Erev. That's a good point. So maybe he didn't know that other people wrote Arve. Yeah. That's a good point. Right. He offers that as an answer, as why it could be Erev. Well, we don't know how he holds. He just says Nicha. It would be better if it said. He says Erev. He writes...
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I want to end... What do you guys think is behind the Machlokas, Meiri, Rashbam, Tosafot? Is the Mishnah only talking about Pesach Rishon or Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Yeah, Ari.
You say it's a Machlokas in how Tashlumin works.
Interesting.
Making up the Karbanos.
Yeah.
If you miss Karban Pesach because you're a Tamei or whatever, so when Pesach Sheni rolls around, do you just have to make up the Karban itself, which would be more Rashbam, that you just have to do the Karban, whereas the Meiri could potentially hold, you have to redo the Karban Pesach with everything as if it was the first night of Pesach, along with matzah and along with maror and everything, which would bring you to say that the same halachos could potentially apply.
Great point. 1 second. Jack, take a picture of the room so I can give people FOMO for not being here. Right, before we finish. Yeah, that's a great point. What? Oh, never mind. We're good. We're good. Okay. That's a great point. Did everyone caught Ari's point? He's saying, how much are you making up for? When you do Pesach Sheni, are you making up for the Karban or for all of Pesach? Right? That's a fundamental difference. Is Pesach Sheni a makeup for a Karban or a makeup for all of Pesach? If it's a makeup for all of Pesach, what do I need to include? Matzah. If it's a makeup for the Karban, does it matter if I eat matzah with an appetite?
No.
I think that's a really good suggestion. Yeah, Joey.
I think it's analogous to, there's something that if it rains on the first night of Sukkot, or if you don't sit in the sukkah, then you have to make it up. But there's machlokas. If you can really if what you do on the second through eighth day of Sukkot or the second through seventh really ever replaces the first night, or if it's something else entirely,
right?
It's something else that you could do, but it never really makes up for what you missed.
Right. Have you literally done the first mitzvah again, mm-hmm. or are you doing a separate mitzvah?
Another opportunity to do the exact same mitzvah.
Great point.
Or is it you missed out, so here's a replacement, but it's not the same.
Right. Great point. Yeah. Let's take one more, and then we'll end off. Yeah.
I think the difference between the first night of Sukkot and this is that the idea of making up the first night of Sukkot is based off of Tashlumin from Korbanot. So this is more of a natural example to say, you missed a Korban, you can make up a Korban, because that's the concept we have. The first night of Sukkot kind of tries to play off of that, and they get into a lot of are we actually allowed to do this kind of issue? So this makes sense that you would be able to make up the entire korban, and or it makes sense at least that you'd be able to make up the korban, but I think the chiddush is the fact that it might include matzah.
Okay,
because
good.
Making up things that are not korbanot is not
right. Our whole concept of making up is with korbanot, even as it applies to tefillah.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
That's where we get that.
Right. Does makeup apply to other things?
That's the whole question.
Great. Great. Okay, good. All right. We're going to stop here because we're already full on time. Thank you guys for coming. I hope you come back. And if anyone has any questions or wants to hash anything out anymore, we'll have Makuro for next time. And excited to continue learning with everybody. Yeah. More what?
Precedent
historic? Grammatical? It could be. It could be that. It could just be. But again, even if one is grammatical precedent, it doesn't mean that it's correct. I don't know. It's unclear.
Just time for a couple questions.
Yeah.
I would have said if you want.
So how is it possible? If we say that there's a chiyuv or whatever hit or miss for masa, why are we allowed to have a seder? We have karpas, mara, all these things before the masa.
Great question. I guess that doesn't take away from it.
Then why can you eat snacks?
So it's totally what we talked about that we skipped. And sorry, talked about what we're allowed to eat and not allowed. Because we already know you're not allowed to eat.
Oh, okay.
Right. So what could it be talking about? And it does mention we're talking about snacks, possibly. Okay. But then we say snacks doesn't fill you up, so that can't be what it's talking about.
Okay.
So there must be matzah shiro. But ask that question. Yeah.
Also, if you say that's a spectrum, then at what point are you saying that there's hit or miss? If I say I'm going to stop eating 1 minute beforehand, I don't know if you would say that there's any hit or miss.
So maybe half hour is the minimum.
So, but there's some line of time there.
Maybe 1 minute is hit or miss. It's more than you had to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than you had to do. That is a hit. More than you have to do. Okay.